I want to ask you to turn your Bibles today to 2 Timothy chapter 1, please. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I want to read one verse this morning in this portion of God's Word. Verse number 5, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 5. I want to preach a few minutes on the subject, precious memories. Precious memories. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 5. The Bible says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I was persuaded that in thee also." We see here that Paul had memory of Timothy's faith that was enhanced by his mother and by his grandmother. He had precious memory of Timothy's faith, and again, the connection, the connecting link was Timothy was influenced, obviously, very much by his mother. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father, this morning, our hearts have been blessed as we've listened to the music, and then, Lord, as we've reflected upon this day and the words that have already been shared, Carol shared concerning the significance of mothers. And then, Father, so many moms in our service today, what a blessing. And now, Lord, today, for these moments that we have together, as we now give our undivided attention to your word, I pray that I may have some suitable words, encouraging words, uplifting words, that you'd see fit to use and to bless today. And my Father, if there happens to be anyone today in this service, whether it be a mom or a dad or children, grandkids, whoever the case might be, that do not know the dear Lord, may they today come to know Him. Now, Father, bless this service, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Paul calls to mind the unfeigned faith of Timothy. And then in the same verse, Paul talks about the godly character of Timothy's mother and Timothy's grandmother. Precious memories. You know, today is a day of precious memories for many of us, as we're not able to have our moms here with us on this earth due to the fact that many of us, our mothers, have already gone on before us. But we have precious memories. You know, I think of an old song that used to be sung years ago. I've not heard it for a long time. The song simply says, "Precious father, loving mother, fly across the lonely years, and our old home, scenes of my childhood, in fond memory appears. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold." Precious memories. Paul's precious memory of Timothy was a memory of his faith, which was influenced by his mother and by his grandmother. Today, of course, is Mother's Day. For many of us, Mother's Day is Memorial Day because it's a day of memory. Many of you today, of course, many moms are here today. And many of you are like myself, like Carol, like others, whose mothers are not with us. But thank God, many of us can look back and say, even though my mom is not here, I know where she is, because we're so thankful that we can look back and remember a mom who was a mom of faith that loved the Lord. So I can only say to those of you today who still have your mothers, I can say to you today that one day will also be Memorial Day for you. So today, honor your mother and be thankful that she's still with you. I heard of an illustration one time, and somewhat of a humorous illustration, but yet it also has a good message. Heard of a little boy one time that was involved in a children's play, a Sunday school play, and his mother sit up on the front row trying to coax him, trying to help him. And of course, you see that happening even here in our church from time to time. When we have kids' plays, we have the adults sit up here on the front and try to help them out with their parts and so forth. But anyway, the little child had forgotten a line within the presentation. And the mother was sitting there on the front row to prompt him. And she would gesture and she would form the words on her lips, try to convey those words to that little son of hers to help him out. But his mind went blank. He still could not remember the particular line. So she whispered the cue to him. She said, "I am the light of the world." The little boy beamed. And then he squalls out right in the service. He said, "My mother is the light of the world." And I'll tell you something. There is some truth to that to a certain degree, isn't it? You know, many of us are thankful today that our mom is still in heaven, but we certainly still miss her. I was privileged to have two moms, my biological mom and my mother-in-law mom. I love both of them. I couldn't have had a better mother-in-law, may I say, today. My mother died on Mother's Day. She worked hard. She raised 8 kids and was able to distribute her love evenly among all of her kids. And that's a unique gift. I have precious memories of my mother's love, of my mother's sacrifice, and my mother's life. I especially have precious memories of her faith. My mother did not know the Lord until later in life, but from the time that she got saved until the time that God called her home, my mother was faithful, was in church, and was a blessing. She was a primary disciplinarian in our home. You know, somebody said this. They said, if man is the head of the home, then the woman must be the crown. And I can concur with that. Also, too, an interesting point, when God made woman, he finished with his creation. The woman was the last creative act of God. It jokingly has been said in jest that Adam went to sleep, had surgery on his side, and woke up with a pain in his neck. But you know though, in all seriousness, Adam was given a helpmate. And that says it all. Godly women are the backbone of the home and the church. Without godly women, their work, their influence, and their abilities, we'd have to shut the doors of the church. And we'd have to declare the home an unfit place to live. The Bible records the life and times of many great women, great mothers, who walked across the stage of life. I think of the mother of Samuel, Hannah. I think of Timothy's parents that are referenced here in this portion of God's Word. I think of Mary, the mother of Jesus. I think of a woman in the Bible whose name was Lydia. Precious memories of mom include many precious things. What do you remember today about mom? Or what are you enjoying about mom right now? Well, simple things. You know, many times it's those simple things that touch you and remain with you all of your life. Memories of simple things. Like a good moment with mom. Like a good laugh. Like a good meal. Like good advice. Like a good whipping too, for example. Precious memories. When I think of mom today, when I think of the role of motherhood, when I think of the mother, that very important, critical position in life, I think of a precious memory of mother as a companion. Mother as a companion. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse number 22, "Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." And then Proverbs 19, 14, "Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord." When I think of precious memories of mom, I think of precious memories of a companion. Thank God today for precious companions. Wives, mothers that are good companions, that are loving, caring, supportive. Oh, what a great jewel that is. Amen. Yes, mothers. Precious memories, mother as a companion. My mother, stuck with my father through thick and thin. I don't remember the count now, But my mother, help me out, honey. How many grandkids and grandchildren did my mom have? Do you remember?
Over 50.
She raised 8 kids. We saw hard times. I remember my mom literally giving the last bit of food on the table for us kids. I remember her working hard, slaving over a cook stove. I also remember those little keen switches. My daddy didn't whip me a lot, but my mom wore my hide out. She had a sense of humor, wouldn't quit, a little Irish woman. She wasn't about that tall, I believe. But I'll tell you, she could pack a wallop. I remember one time we were sliding down a mud bank. Yeah, we had to do anything in West Virginia to amuse ourselves. We didn't have a lot of toys. Sliding down a mud bank. I was totally soaked in mud. My mom had a favorite expression. My brother's a pastor too. We used to embarrass my mom to death. She'd come to alternate going to our churches on Mother's Day, and we'd pick on her, and she'd sit there red-faced, and we'd embarrass her to death. But I remember my mom. I showed up in the house covered with mud, and my mother had a famous expression. She said, "I'm going to paralyze you kids." She'd get on us. And she started whipping me that day. She said, "You better cry." I couldn't cry for laughing. I thought she'd go literally kill me because I could not cry. I was laughing at her. One time, my brother in West Virginia, he sassed my mom. She was making sausage. You know, we ground our hogs and made our own sausage. And he was running his mouth at her. And my mom picked up a raw piece of that sausage and stuck it right in his mouth, raw. He took off running from her. She was right behind him. Well, you'd think we were the Beverly Hillbilly family. My brother jumped the fence and my mother tried and it didn't work too well. Oh, I've got fond memories. But I tell you what, she was a good wife. She was really a good mother. Precious memories. Precious memories of mom as a companion. Precious memories of mom as a contributor. As a contributor. A good mother. She labors. She shops. She cooks. She keeps a home. She's a giver of the abilities God has graced her with. And her family benefits from her gracious gift of herself to those she loves. The mother. She gives of her time. She tends to the needs of her children and her husband and to the others of her household. She's there when they're hungry. She's there when they're sick. She's there when they're broken and when they need someone who cares. She gives her life for those she loves. She has an eye for detail and wants to make sure that her kids and husband look right and do right. Could I share another illustration with you? Years ago, Carol and I went to Evansville, Indiana for graduation ceremony. I was graduating from one of the schools that I attended at that time. And I still remember this, and I'm talking about detail. Now, keep in mind detail, the key word's detail. They handed us graduates a gown, the mortarboard, the cap, and we had mirrors there, and the idea of it all was to get the gowns on, get the mortarboard on right, and be ready for the graduation marching in ceremony. Well, I was graduating, but I did a dumb thing. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention that day to the mortarboard. I put it on wrong. Well, it looked like I was standing there. Now, here I am graduating with a master's degree. I have my mortarboard on wrong, and it looks like I have earmuffs on. Have that thing turned around. Yeah, I did that. Carol had an eye for detail, though. She reached up and smacked it off. That's not the end of the story. I put my gown on, and by the way, I did graduate, though it doesn't sound like. By the way, they handed me a gown, and of all of the graduates that day in that school, my gown was unusual. My gown, you couldn't get your arms through the sleeves. I mean, I looked like a penguin. I couldn't even. So they had to come cut the hole so I could put my arms through. That was a memorable day, I'm going to tell you. But an eye for detail. That lady right there, she'll be like fixing flowers or whatever, and she'll put them on the table, and she'll... eye for detail. But you know what, though? I've said that today in joking, but I believe that's a trait of mothers. I believe mothers want things to look right. They want people to do right. Mothers are discerning. Somebody one time looked at the chronology of life and how people changes down through the years and how attitudes change from time to time towards mother. But it's amazing how the attitude always drifts back in the right direction when people get older. 4 years of age, my mama can do anything. 8 years of age, my mother knows a lot, a whole lot. 12 years of age, my mother really doesn't know quite everything. 14 years of age, naturally mother doesn't know that either. 16 years of age, she's hopelessly old-fashioned. 18 years of age, that old woman, she's way out of date. 25 years of age, well, she might know a little bit about it. 35 years of age, before we decide, let's get mom's opinion. 45 years of age, wonder what mom would have thought about it. 65 years of age, wish I could talk it over with mom one more time. You better honor, you better value, you better love, you better respect your moms. There's coming a day she won't be here. You'll remember what I'm saying. We progress through life. We get to the rambunctious, careless years sometimes. We're thinking mom doesn't know a whole lot. But then when you get older, you find out she was a lot wiser than you realized. Precious memories. Mom as a companion. Precious memories of mom as a contributor. Precious memories of mom as a counselor. Wise are the individuals who listen to the counsel of the godly women and woman that God has placed in their lives. Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. The mother, she has a way of soothing the hurts of life. Whether it's a boo-boo suffered by a child or the hard blow of life that's left her mate defeated, she has a power to lift others with a gentle medicine of her tender spirit. I thank God for the time that my wife has lifted my heart with the right word at the right time. Precious memories. Precious memories of mom as a companion. Precious memories of mom as a contributor. Precious memories of mom as a counselor. And then precious memories of mom and her convictions. That unfeigned faith had no doubt influenced Timothy, as we can see here, his mother, his grandmother. Mothers with conviction keep an eye on those that have been given to her to love. She watches their lives to make sure they have what they need. They're walking in the right path. She cares about what her kids do and where they go. She cares about their companions. The true spirit, secret of her beauty is her love, her ability to be a blessing to the one, to the loved ones, that they be also found in the faith. Because she is a woman, I'm talking about the mother of conviction. Because she is a woman who loves the Lord, she has the ability to allow the Lord to love through her. She is a blessing to others because she walks with the Lord. I have to reflect today upon the godly example of Carol's mother. in raising the four girls. I think of Mary often as I think of my own mother. She was a humorous person. She was a hard worker. But above all, she was a mother who took serious the raising of her four daughters. Of course, I can't say sometimes how Bernie turned out. But Bud, Bud and Mary, as my dad and mom served God and led by example. My mother, my father served God, loved by example, so my mother-in-law and my father-in-law did the same thing. I think of godly parents, and I know that time is gone here this morning, but I think of precious memories of godly parents and the influence that godly parents have upon their children, those that follow in their footsteps. And I think of a poem that I read that I want to share with you. I took a piece of plastic clay and idly fashioned it one day. And as my fingers pressed it steel, it moved and yielded at my will. I came again when days were past. The bit of clay was hardened at last. The form I gave it still it bore, but I could change that form no more. I took a piece of living clay and gently formed it day by day and molded with my power and art a young child's soft and yielding heart. I came again when days were gone. It was a man I looked upon. That early impress still it wore, and I could change it nevermore. My friend, that's how it works. That's why on Mother's Day, as we honor moms, that's why as gospel preachers, we also have to challenge moms to make sure you always are aware of the fact that those little feet that follow you, you're setting an example that will place an indelible mark of eternity upon their brow. It will affect their lives for good or for bad. I challenge all of you mothers here today, look at your heart, look at your life, know today that Jesus Christ is in the helm of your life. Be sure today that Jesus Christ is your Lord, your Master, your Savior, and you're following Him. You want to know the key of being a good leader? Be a follower of Christ. As you follow the Lord, you'll be better set up for success in leading your children. If you're here today unsaved, I plead with you, I urge you on this Mother's Day, what a blessing it would be if mothers would come to know the Father today. Then, I say to all of you mothers this morning, if you happen to not be, even as a Christian, the best example, the proper example, and leaving behind precious memories that others can reflect back on, I encourage you today to be sensitive about your relationship with God. Let me make this point this morning. Remember this, today's moments will be tomorrow's memories. And what kind of a memory, precious memory, will our kids have of us? What example are we setting today? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.